Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this first weekend in November 2023. I assume you made it through the Halloween festivities without any vandalism and had fun with the trick-or-treaters. We're now officially, as far as I'm concerned, into winter. November, December, January, February are the four bad months of the year. But, you know, the sooner it starts, the sooner it'll be over. So hope you're doing well. This week on What's Up Boone County, my guest is John Cowan, local pharmacist, and he has brought with him two of his student interns, pharmacy students from Butler University, Olivia Carroll, who's from Wisconsin, attending Butler, and Alex Spannenberg, who's from Carmel, also attending Butler University. We're going to talk to them a bit about their plans for pharmacy. I find it an interesting topic because there's so many fields and so many opportunities in pharmacy. Now, John took the retail pharmacy route like his father did and his sister and has done fine, but there's so many other ways to work in pharmacy and they seem to expand all the time. So John, let's start with you. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you, Kent.
How's your health?
It's good.
Still, you had your heart bypass. That helped you, didn't it?
I did, and I'm on a 7-year strain and not missing 10,000 steps in a day.
Is that right? 10,000.
Every day.
So how far is that? Is that, what, 5 or 6 miles a day?
That is correct. About 5.5 miles a day.
So when do you do your walking typically?
Well, I was on my treadmill before I came in this morning.
Okay, and what speed do you run your treadmill at?
5.5 miles an hour at a 10% slope for 35 minutes.
That's a pretty healthy walk, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you're doing okay. You're still among the living, which is good. How's your sister doing?
She's okay. One day at a time. She's out of battle, but she's doing okay right now.
So tell me about Cowan's Drugs. How long have you and your family been affiliated with Cowan Drugs?
My dad came to Lebanon in 1956 and ended up buying Mr. Ackerman out in 1968. So it's been in the family since 1968. He opened Parkside in 1976 as a second pharmacy to service Parkwood Nursing Home, which he was in a partnership at the time, and that was the purpose of Parkside when it opened. I graduated from Purdue in 1987 and came back to work in the family business in 1988 and bought in 1993.
So you and your sister are the owner-operators of the Cowan Drugs empire at the moment, correct?
Correct, since 1993.
So there have been a lot of changes in small-town pharmacies, haven't there?
There have been, and it's kind of scary because with pharmacy benefit manager, the insurance companies, it's very difficult for pharmacies to be profitable today in the market we have.
And why is that?
Because it doesn't matter what a pharmacy charges for a prescription, the insurance company pays what they pay. So on the new weight loss drugs, such as Mounjaro and Ozempic, on most insurances, we are actually filling those for a loss. And by a loss, next year on one of the Medicare plans, our net price for Mounjaro is $997, and we're going to get paid $912 if someone's on that plan. So a lot of independents aren't going to even fill those medications next year.
Well, you know, I'm kind of intrigued by those drugs. I've been looking at them a little bit. I'm not really thinking about doing anything, but I'm curious because I would like to lose some weight. And if I could afford the medicine, apparently it works, does it not?
It does, but those medications are expensive and it's very hard to get them approved for through insurance companies unless you have diabetes. But and Lilly has some new weight loss drugs that are in the last stage of development that are even going to be better than Mounjaro. But I've seen people on Mounjaro lose 20, 25, 30% of their body weight without a lot of effort to do it.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. Are there bad side effects?
Not really. Just the only side effects that I see is a little bit of nausea from people, but most people can take it. Most people tolerate it well. Does not cause low blood sugar. And for a lot of people, it's going to be their cure for diabetes.
Well, it's, I suppose there's pros and cons of all these medicines, but if a person could lose 30 or 40 pounds and not have too many adverse consequences, it might be a pretty good thing to do. Now, they've got to be able to afford it, or they've got to be able to get insurance to pay for it.
Well, an insurance someday may pay for some of these things. You know, it's like the smoking cessation products. For years, insurance won't pay for people to stop smoking, but insurance companies weren't very good at considering the bad side effects and how much it was going to cost them for the people that continued to smoke and then had heart disease and all the other issues that went along with smoking. So I think the weight loss drugs will come around. I think someday insurance will pay for them. I think they'll get cheaper as they've been out longer. And insurance companies will realize that somebody drops 30 or 40% of their weight, and in severe cases that's happened, the people are going to be much healthier and they're going to have less medical conditions.
Well, that's a good thought they should have. They've got to think long term. So why are there so few independent pharmacies, John?
Well, we're the only ones really left in this county that's an independent. I mean, the hospital has one, but it's run through a company out of Ohio, so it's really not an independent. It's just that it's a very competitive market, and independents are closing. Chains offer us a lot of money to buy independents. They've bought a lot of independents, and it's a big risk today to own an independent pharmacy. It costs a lot of money to start it up.
Well, there's expense, and then you're competing with the Walmarts, the Krogers, the Walgreens, and all the other big box stores, and that's tough because they can they buy these medicines less cost than you can?
Yeah, but not as much as you would think, and chains are having issues too. CVS and Walgreens are closing a lot of stores. And Rite Aid, which is a big pharmacy chain, not in Indiana, but in other parts of the country, just declared bankruptcy.
Well, your business is doing well. And, you know, a lot of people just want to stay with their local pharmacist because they trust him or her. They know the family. They can count on them to give them the right medicine or be available when they need them, which you can't always expect when you go to the Walmarts of the world. So that's how you've tried to maintain your business, isn't it?
It is, and most of my customers have my cell phone number. It's on my business card, so if they need to reach me after hours on weekends, they do, and I appreciate them calling me if they need me.
Well, let's talk about this Medicare window we're now in until, what, December 7th, as I see on television? People have to make their election for the coming year?
It is, and it's an important selection process. If you make the wrong decision, one, it can affect your health care. Two, it can cost you a lot of extra money. And three, by affecting your health care, you may not be able to use the doctors or the specialists or get the treatment that you want or you need if something comes up, such as cancer, heart disease, or something that you aren't expecting when you sign up for it.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, nobody knows. We may have some idea, but we don't know what next year is going to hold. We don't know if we're going to have a heart attack or develop cancer or have some other medical problem that we've not heretofore had. So how does a person make a decision in a year in advance as to which plan they should be on?
You basically base it on where you're at today, and there's a lot of issues that go into it. You have two choices when it really comes down to it. You can do Medicare Advantage, which is privatization of Medicare. Prioritization Medicare means you can take your red, white, and blue card and basically throw it away because you're not going to be insured by the government. You're going to be insured by a private insurance company.
Do you get to pick which insurance company you use?
You can, but most of them are sold by salesmen, and the salespeople that call on your house or call you may only sell certain plans and may not be licensed to sell all of them. So they're going to sell the ones usually that they have, and that may not be the best plan for you if you go to Medicare Advantage.
How many different plans are there?
In Indiana, I did not count this year. There aren't as many drug plans as there used to be. There's more Advantage plans. There's probably 15 Advantage plans, maybe a few more than that. But don't forget, we have HMOs, we have PPOs. PPO allows you to go to more doctors, more specialists, but it also has a higher maximum out-of-pocket cost. By maximum out-of-pocket, if you get sick enough long enough, you may pay up to $10,000 for your health care costs. HMOs are more restrictive. That means you really have to go to the doctors on their list by the specialists. If you have heart surgery, you may not get to pick your heart surgeon. If they do have dental insurance, but I had a customer the other day that told me the nearest dentist on the dental insurance was in Avon, so she had to go to Avon to go to the dentist to get her teeth cleaned if she wanted it paid for by insurance.
Well, you know, I don't know what a person's supposed to do because I had a friend who was the dean of the IU Law School, and he was one of the brighter people I knew. And he just shook his head and said, "I'm not smart enough to figure out what I should be doing." Now he's passed away since then, but it just goes to show people are have such vulnerability from these salesmen, or they watch these ads on television. They want to save money. They want to get good care. They really don't understand the difference between the HMO and the PPO and the Medicare Plus versus government plan. That's, from my experience, one of the reasons why it's beneficial to develop a relationship with a small town pharmacist who can give them good advice, because you've seen what people go through and you know what some of the options are. And we have this constant fight in Washington between the government-run healthcare system and the privatization of the healthcare system. And it depends upon who's in power at the time as to what's kind of edging forward. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. Republicans want to privatize Medicare, and that means the government wouldn't do it at all. That means we're going to pay private insurance companies to do it. The goal of the private insurance company is to make a profit, and it's much more restrictive than government insurance. The other great thing is if you buy Medicare and you have a supplement, which is your other choice, you're on government insurance. But if Medicare pays 80%, which they do for almost most of the treatments, there's a few experimental things they won't pay for. But excuse me, at that 80%, then the supplement by law has to pay the other
Pay the other,
20%.
so, but you have to pay that premium for that supplemental policy, don't you?
That is
And how
correct.
much are those supplemental policies typically?
When you turn 65, you can get one around $120 a month. Of course, you can shop them, but they're all pretty similar. The G plan's the best plan, but there's other supplements out there. And then as you get older, you become a bigger risk, so they go up. I had an 84-year-old woman in the store the other day and told me hers was $205 a month. So they do go up over time.
Well, that's one of the advantages of being able to work longer. I'm still working full time, even though I'm 73, so I don't have to make these decisions. I'm still on private health insurance, but if I retired as a lawyer and ceased working enough hours, then I wouldn't be eligible to be on the health insurance plan through the law firm, and I would have to make the decision that I'm postponing at the moment. Isn't that essentially how it goes?
That is correct. Medicare Advantage for me is for two types of people, and there's even some very well-renowned people out there that know about it that call it Medicare Disadvantage. But Medicare Advantage is for two types of people. Some people cannot afford a supplement, so if you're on a very limited income, it's better to have Medicare Advantage. And if you want to roll the dice and you're really healthy and you go to the doctor once or twice a year and you don't think you're going to have any health issues, then you can also be on Medicare Advantage. I had open heart surgery 8 years ago. I will never be on a Medicare Advantage plan unless somehow government insurance goes away someday.
Well, my dad was healthy till he died at 61 of a heart attack. So how do you know?
You don't know.
All right. Well, tell me about these student interns you use in your business.
So I can't run the pharmacy without them. They're a great help to me. They educate me. They help us do our Medicare appointments right now. So if customers come in and want me to look at their drug list and help them pick out a Medicare drug plan or talk about Medicare versus Medicare Advantage, I let them put the drugs in the computer so we know what we're looking at. And then I can spend more time with more people because I don't have to go back and put the medications in the computer. And it's also a great learning experience for them because Medicare, even if they go into specialty pharmacy and don't ever deal with it, they can help their dad, their mom, their grandparents sign up for Medicare someday, their friends. So it's a valuable tool for them too.
Sure, and do they get paid to work for you?
They do not.
They do not get paid. Well, that's hard to believe. We need to talk to these guys about that in a minute. I was going to ask you a question that came up. You said put the prescriptions or put the medications into the computer. As I understand it, the system wants to know what medicines you're on so they can help design a plan that fits best for your needs, correct?
That is correct. And different plans will pay better for different types of medications. So, for instance, we talked about Mounjaro, the weight loss drug by Lilly. Last year, 2023, there were only two drug plans that paid for that. So if somebody was going to take Mounjaro, they needed to be on one of those two drug plans. Mounjaro was new last year, but I thought if people were a candidate on it, we talked about it in the drug meetings that I had with them, and there were instances that we actually signed people up for one of those two plans, and they ended up on Mounjaro, and they got it paid for.
Well, that's a big deal, because that can be how much money a month, roughly.
If you have paid cash for Mounjaro, it's $1,000 a month.
So that's real. That's a real expense, but if somebody would lose 30 or 40 pounds and they can afford it, they might pay it, mightn't they?
There's a lot of people that pay cash for Mounjaro. Nobody around here, but I've read a lot of stories where people do pay cash for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with John Cowan and his two student interns about the pharmacy world after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County. This first weekend in November 2023, we were talking to John Cowan of Cowan's Pharmacy about his business and about the pharmacy world and Medicare and all the issues that we get hammered on this time of year, because there's a window of time for people to sign up for certain plans through the Medicare program. And the salesmen are out in full force. You're probably getting in the mail these flyers telling you now's the time to sign up for this supplement or that plan. So, you know, you've got to try to get an understanding of what your choices are. So, Olivia Carroll, you're from what city in Wisconsin?
Wanakee.
And where is that?
It's 15 minutes north of Madison.
You like it? Were you a Wisconsin Badger fan growing up?
Oh, yeah.
You still like them?
Yeah, big Badger fan.
even though you're now at Butler, you're still a Badger fan. When I was in college at Indiana, we beat Wisconsin in basketball 23 times in a row. And since I left, it's been a long time since I was in college, but Wisconsin has turned the tables on Indiana. For the life of me, I can't figure out why we can't beat Wisconsin. But, you know, in football, we have a hard time beating anybody, so it's not a big deal in football. But basketball, we've really struggled. I think we're getting a little better, but Wisconsin has been good. So how'd you pick Butler?
So I was a dancer in high school, and I was looking for a college that brought me both pharmacy and a dance team that fit my schedule, and Butler was the perfect fit. I was able to stay there for both undergrad and pharmacy school and do it in 6 years, as well as join their dance team for my first 2 years of undergrad.
Well, good. Do you live now in an apartment or in a house? You're not living on campus anymore?
Nope. So I live downtown Indianapolis by myself with my dog.
Okay. And you work here in Cowan's drugstore. How'd you find this job?
There is a preceptor connect event, and we're able to go around and talk to a bunch of different preceptors that are available over the course of the 12 months that we're supposed to be assigned to a location. And I was able to talk to John during one of those that we had, and he just really caught my eye and was one of the only independent pharmacies that were represented. And independent pharmacies are a lot different than those chain pharmacies, and I really wanted to experience them. So
what's
that's
different
why.
About the Cowan Drugs experience versus the big box pharmacies?
I feel like I'm able to talk to the patients more, get to know them, and as well as they already know everyone that works there, I feel like it's much more of a family camaraderie, and it's just an overall great place to work, and people love coming there. And it might be the same for other big box stores, but it won't be at every single store you go to.
Have you guys thought about organizing and trying to get paid for your time at Cowan Drugs?
I really wish we would be able to, but unfortunately I am paying tuition to work this entire year. It's part of our schooling, so it is a great learning experience. I think I've learned more in just these 7 months that I've been on rotations than I have in my past 3 years of schooling.
Well, so, how many hours a week or a month do you work at Cowan's at the moment?
I think it can range from 40 to 60 hours a week, and we have to get at least a total of 160 hours for the month.
And how long do you have to do this?
It's 1 month per location, so
okay.
4 weeks so, at every place.
So what's your plan? What's your plan when you get done with your pharmacy education here in the not-too-distant future?
I'm very undecided what I want my final destination to be in regards to a job long term. So that's why I really want to pursue a residency, which is basically another year of training, learning on the job, but you're a practicing pharmacist. It would be in a hospital setting, and it would be kind of a reflection of this year where I go month to month in a different part of the hospital, learning what that area does and taking care of those patients. And I think it would bring me a lot more opportunities to learn what I actually want to do in my future career and what I like and what I don't like. So it's a great opportunity.
Do you know whether you'll be staying in Indiana or you'll be going elsewhere?
I'm applying all over. I'm from Wisconsin, so I'm applying to places in Wisconsin, Chicago, Indianapolis, Tennessee area. So I want to stay in the Midwest, but definitely open to going wherever.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you coming in and being our guest this week, and I appreciate you volunteering your time to help John out in his business. Let's turn the microphone toward Alex Spannenberg from Carmel, who is also a Butler Pharmacy student. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kent. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me about how far along in school are you?
So Olivia and I are both in our final year of pharmacy school. So we are completing our final year, which is a year of experiential, out in the real world learning. And our goal is to do 10 months of that. And then we're set to graduate in May of 2024, so next May.
So what's your plan? What would you like to do come next summer? Do you know?
I am not sure exactly what I want to do, but I'm looking at a couple of opportunities. I'm looking at residency programs with health plans because I really like the intersection of business and healthcare. And I really like helping to ensure that employers and other groups can afford to cover medications and health benefits for employees.
I mean, it's become very complicated, hasn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Our law firm has to make decisions on health care plans, and every time I hear them talking, they talk about how the premium's going up again this year, or the benefits are being reduced, or choices are being limited. I don't know how people are supposed to make informed decisions because the game changes so often. People want insurance, costs are so expensive, healthcare is so expensive, we need insurance. But how do you navigate this world is very, very difficult, it seems to me. So you heard John talking earlier about the work he does with people who are either nearing age 65 or maybe they're long past that and they're on Medicare and they've got to sign up for these plans. What's your thought on how people should go about deciding what to do every year?
You know, it's a decision that is really important to make because there's so many options out there and there's a lot of salespeople that are out there that can give you advice, free advice, but it's not actually free. They're giving you advice because they want their commission to get you signed up on their plan. It's really important to, in this time, because it's our open enrollment period until December 7th, to make that informed decision. And so it's important to take some time out of your day, come down to see John at his pharmacy and have him go through what medications you're taking just to be sure that you're on a plan that works for you and will save you the most money.
And we talked earlier about people not knowing what the next year is going to hold for them, and I think that's true. But I suppose to some extent you know whether you have high blood pressure, you know whether you've got diabetes, you know certain things are likely to continue in your life. And so if you can develop a plan around what your historical needs have been, then you're probably as good a shape as you can be, recognizing that you could develop cancer or come down with some rare disease or have a heart attack that you didn't anticipate, but there's not much you can do about that. But at least it gives you a baseline to plan for the future. So yeah, have you enjoyed your time at Butler?
I have. I love Butler. My dad's a Butler alumni. So
okay.
In fact, when I got my acceptance letter to Butler, it was actually delivered to my house by the Butler Bulldog Blue number 3, or his nickname Trip, came to my front door in October of 2017 and delivered my acceptance letter, and it was one of the happiest moments.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed your time at Butler. You know, your old basketball coach, Brad Stevens, was on this show. It's been a while because he was still the Butler coach when I had him on the radio. And matter of fact, we did the interview the day Butler beat Indiana in Indianapolis when Indiana was ranked number one in the nation. And I remember that because Brad thought that Indiana was the best team in the nation that year, and they were very good. But they lost that day to Butler, and they ended up not winning the NCAA tournament that particular time. But I'm glad you two have enjoyed your time at Butler, and I appreciate your work here in Lebanon. John, we got about a minute to go on this this show before we're out of gas. You got any final words for people to help them make decisions?
I would just make sure that you make the right decision, spend some time. Feel free to make an appointment. Call the pharmacy, 765-482-0180. If you want
to charge for this work.
No, there is no charge. And then on top of that, maybe I'll get a new customer someday, but I do not get a commission. I am not a Medicare broker, but I know lots about it because everybody has so many questions. And I felt like not being a broker and not getting a commission is a good thing because I don't have a dog in the fight as far as commission goes. My goal is to get people on the best plan that fits their needs.
And then you've got the ability to get the medicines that they need through your store, and you guys will deliver for them if it's hard for them to get to your store, correct?
Correct.
Well, that's a nice feature. There's always going to be need for pharmacists, is there not?
There is, and like I said, the students are great. And I couldn't do Medicare and do the work that I do this time of year without them.
Well, I appreciate John Kiwan coming in along with his two student interns, Olivia Carroll and Alex Spannenberg. And I've enjoyed our conversation. I'm not sure who our guest will be next week on What's Up Boone County, but we'll have another person to come in and talk about the goings-on in our community. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.